This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
You and I were having this conversation off the air because it's very confusing, in my opinion.
Well, it's confusing because, all right, so I don't know if you guys listen or not enough to know that I've been in I've been looking for a car, right?
Yeah.
And so I know that Denver Range Rover, like, love them, right? And I've been looking and all that stuff. And so, or is it Range Rover of Denver? I forget the name. You know. Anyway, so I've been looking at everything, and then I was panicking. I told my kid last night, I'm like, I gotta go get a car before April 2nd because right. There's a 25% tariff. And then he was like, Mom, if you look at the list, like 30% and 20% and 10%, he goes, you have to find out how much of that car is made here or there, because I didn't even know this. Like, some Ford F-150s are made in Mexico, so I don't know how we're gonna figure out which ones are made where and what's the percentage that has to be made in America, because like some of the cars that he sent me, like BMW, 30% of it was made here. So what's the percentage? And then he said this, and I don't know if this is gonna happen or not. He goes, here's what's gonna happen. You know, he's like kind of one of those theorist kids, right? He goes, what's gonna happen? He goes, remember that one time you bought a demo model? Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, what they're gonna do is they're gonna demo those overseas. And then they're going to ship them over as used because it doesn't affect used cars.
I mean, that would be smart.
He's like, it only affects new cars. So you'll either be able to fly over there, drive it around, see if you like it. And then they'll paperwork it that way. But they're going to paper it and send it over as used. And I was like, that's pretty smart.
All right. I'm looking at that graph that he was talking about.
Okay.
The only car that's made, according to this, 100% in America is Tesla. That's it.
Good.
The only car that...
I mean, not good for you people driving Teslas, but that looks a little
77% of all Fords, 77, made in America.
But here's the problem. That when you do the parts part...
Yeah.
It's not full blown because every list is different.
Yeah, I don't know how it's broken down.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
It is confusing.
Very confusing.
Because some Fords are made in Mexico and some Fords are made here. Yeah. So who knows?
I think it's a negotiating tool. And I think you're going to see tariffs come down for both sides, America and say Japan or wherever these cars are coming from. With that being said,
Tesla, like his theory of the demo. And I was like, that kid's onto something.
I've not heard that.
He just made it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I've not heard anybody mention that.
The other thing we were thinking, because we were scheming on this because I'm in the, I want a new car. And so then we were thinking, we're going to buy a bunch of them that are on the lot right now, and then we'll resell them after the
the
second.
Tariff.
Yeah. Then we'll sell them for only a 15% markup instead of
25%. There you go. Making a little money. You got to figure out how to screw the system.
Exactly. I know it too. Someone's going to be doing that.
I know, right? Right.
Yesterday, there was this video that was circulating. As you know, that it's making the news everywhere of people vandalizing Teslas, okay, in protest of Elon Musk. And no matter how you stand, I don't care if you're anti or you're pro Musk, I don't care. All right. But there was a video of this guy. I swear, this guy's 350 pounds. He's on a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
And he is just ramming Teslas.
That is.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's wild.
It is. It's. I'm sorry to say, but it's kind of funny because when it rams into the car, he goes forward and almost flips over the front side of the handlebars.
I was surprised that the handlebars even like
I know that held up.
Held up because that's a lot of force.
I mean, he's lucky that they had the handlebars because it created a seatbelt situation.
Kind of held him in.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like a roll bar
it
for
was,
him.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is the craziest video. And most people realize, well, I don't think most people do realize that these cars are recording you on video.
Well, yeah, he's been arrested.
Has he?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put him? Do you have a cell big enough for this guy?
I mean,
he's huge.
I don't know if they can get him through the door.
You barely see the four-wheeler.
Yeah.
It's like he's got wheels on his butt.
Yeah.
You don't even see the motor of the four-wheeler.
Like, why don't you take that kind of energy and go to the gym?
Motivation.
Yeah,
get in there.
All right,
go see this video. And again, it's not about being pro or negative, anti, whatever. It's just, look at this dude. Man, he's just ramming these Teslas. And we'll put it on our Facebook page. You can see the video right there. Check it out.
Something.
This morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth watching. Again, this isn't a political thing. It's just,
no.
You're going to laugh.
Oh.
He almost goes flying through the window of the car.
That four-wheeler, man, I kind of want him to make me one.
Oh, my God.
If it holds up.
I know.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.